Thank you, Jeremy, for reading for us from Mark's Gospel. For just a few moments, I'd like to share a few reflections on this passage, the scripture lesson for us today from Mark's Gospel. Would you join me in prayer? Lord, we give you thanks for the ministry of Teen Challenge and for these who have joined us this day to share their testimonies of transformation. And we ask, Lord, as we engage this word from Mark 1, the gospel of transformation, where Jesus changes lives, we ask again that we would be changed and that we would be drawn closer to you through the hearing and reading and reflecting on your word. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. A question that arises in my mind out of reflecting on this passage is very simply this. Why are you here? Why are you here? Now, I mean, not to say, why are you here in this space? Of course, we know why we're here in the sanctuary. We're here to worship. We're here to celebrate. We're here to share testimonies with each other. We're here to fellowship with each other. Those are all wonderful things. But more broadly than that, I mean, why are you here? Why do you exist? What is your purpose? What is this really all about? There are lots of options that our world gives us. Let's eat, drink, and be merry, for tomorrow we die. Let's just enjoy the day that we have, whatever that means. Another option is to say that we exist to glorify God and enjoy Him forever, whatever that means. We could exist for the sake of family relationships. Our parents and our children and our grandchildren and great-grandchildren, we exist so that those relationships can be as rich and as full as possible. Maybe we are here to imitate Jesus in suffering in His name, just as He suffered for our sake. Perhaps we exist to serve others at our own expense. Or maybe we are here for no good reason at all. Why are you here? Why do you spend at least a few minutes thinking about spiritual things? Another question we might ask is, what's in it for you? This is something our culture teaches us, to think this way, what's in it for me? You take any advertisement on television and it's about what's in it for you. The object that you can purchase is for your well-being. It's to make your life better. Of course, it's really to make the bottom line of the company better, but that's beside the point. What's in it for you is a question we're trained to ask ourselves, and I think we approach the faith this way too. Church life, spiritual life, we approach it with that kind of attitude, or at least we're tempted to. What's in it for me? Am I being fed? Am I getting what I need to get out of this experience, whatever it is? And in some ways, of course, being fed is important. It's meaningful and necessary part of spiritual growth. We do gather here on a regular basis for worship so that we can learn how to grow spiritually and to draw closer to God. That's important. But the reality is that believing in Jesus is not just about getting our needs met. It's not just about improving ourselves. It's not just about praying for sick relatives. It's not even just about going to heaven when we die. Believing in Jesus is all of these things, but it's also about partnering with Jesus to accomplish His mission in this world. This is what Jesus did in Mark chapter 1. At the very beginning of His public ministry, Jesus called disciples, He healed the sick, He taught about the kingdom of God, and now we read the story of His healing Simon Peter's mother-in-law and other people of their illnesses, people from Capernaum, a town near Jesus' hometown of Nazareth, kind of home base for Jesus. He had been doing all of this ministry there, but then He asks Himself a question. I'm kind of reading between the lines, but I think He asks Himself a question. Why am I here? What is my purpose? What is the meaning of my existence? Am I here just to heal the sick people in Capernaum? And He wrestles with this. As Jeremy read for us, Jesus got up in the middle of the night and went off to a solitary place and prayed. And when the disciples found him the next morning, he said to them, there is more to it than just this. We've got to go somewhere else. Let's go to the other villages so I can preach there too. This is why I have come. That sentence has stood out to me all week long as I've looked at this passage. This is why I have come. Wow. At some point in the night, Jesus came to a point of realization, a point of clarity about his purpose and mission, to live through relationship with God, to live out of the prayer life that he has with God the Father. His relationship with God wasn't just about meeting needs, healing the sick, and preaching in his one local area. It was about partnering with God to accomplish God's mission in the world. This mission is what Jesus proclaimed over and over and over again. The kingdom of God is near. Repent and believe the good news. Everything Jesus did was for the sake of the kingdom of God. So let me ask you again. Why are you here? What's in it for you? What is this really all about? Whose mission are you on? Why do you do what you do? Is it for the sake of the kingdom of God? To our friends from Teen Challenge, you are being transformed by Christ. I encourage you to keep up the good work. I know it's hard work, but be encouraged as you proclaim the gospel and as you give your testimonies of what God is doing in you, because the kingdom of God is growing through you and because of you. Keep it up. To the folks from Mount Haley, remember, today is a day for you to sign up to serve. The sign-up sheet in the narthex, as I mentioned at the beginning of the service. The homeless shelter in Sanford, we have an opportunity to serve there. Why are we here? One reason that we are here is to serve others in Jesus' name. So join with God, I urge you, in partnering with him to accomplish the work of his kingdom. And to all of us who pray, and I think that might be all of us at one stage or another, take note of why Jesus prayed here in Mark 1. He did not go in the middle of the night to pray for the healing of the sick. He didn't go in the middle of the night to pray all night long for traveling mercies or for surgeries or for aches or pains. He didn't pray for any of those things. He prayed so that he could figure out where he was supposed to go next. He prayed so that he could figure out where God was leading him to serve. As you pray, pray to discern direction in your life, to know how you can join with God in accomplishing his mission, and pray to receive divine empowerment to serve others in the name of Christ. Why do we pray? Why are we here? What is our purpose? These are all important questions that we wrestle with from time to time. Think on these things and give thanks that God answers our questions.